I could have started with venting out all my grievances about everyone who hurt me, and about many other things, and explaining then why I had to do what I did do. Why did I do it? And so on, and so forth. But then, I really don't feel like explaining myself and my own actions, especially to those who betrayed my trust. As I said before, not everyone deserves an explanation. I don't owe anything to anyone anymore because I have changed. Profoundly. And irreversibly. I'm not going to ramble about how did I do it. No. But I did do it. You see, I kept telling you, most importantly I kept telling myself that people think in labels, and people do have a tiny attention span, and it's going to be like this regardless. What I've done was done purely for survival, completely selfish, but necessary if I want to progress and get back to life. Get back to light. Right now I feel I'm still going forward blindly. I've got some information recently that confirms that I'm in a sort of a karmic cleansing phase. I'm not doing anything except studying and working on my karmic field, cleansing it each and every day. I just hope that after I graduate everything is going to change to the better, much better than I could ever imagine, especially right now. This is a very special time, this pandemic, since no one is forced into social interactions, everyone is supposed to sit home, which I do. It's distance studies here and now. Perfect time for atonement for everything I've done, in this life, in the previous ones when I was living somewhere in Africa, and further back then, when I came to Earth as some sort of insect-fly being, the reasons why I came to Earth, the karma linked to the events before the Humanity Project even started. As you see, and you see that I'm old, mind-blowingly old, infinitely more old than even I could imagine back in the days. And I forced myself into the corner, I locked myself down, for eternities, because of everything I've done. I have no idea what it was, but all those deeds are indeed sitting within the field. And I'm done with it. I can't, from life to life, continue getting born again, dying again and again, with the guilt for the things I've never done, not in this life, but stumbling upon the same circumstances, getting punished over and over again for the things that I don't remember. I want to atone. I want to have a chance to normal life again. I can't go on like this. I have to heal myself. I just have to. And for that, I do have to change. I really do. The change has to be irreversible, to the better. It's a perfect time for the change, really. This pandemic, once again. Everyone is in distress. I would even say it's acceptable right now. It wouldn't be weird. And, once again, I really hope, from the very depths of my heart, that my current work will produce positive results. I hope that when I'll graduate, it's going to be better. Much better. I will atone completely for what I did in the past, and prove to the world and to myself that I'm not beyond complete and utter redemption. I will wash away my sins and I will step back into the light. Deep inside, my heart cries, longs for salvation. And I believe that it is possible for me. I'm on my way there, and I will have reached this goal. And so it is. Future perfect. Future perfect. They're the giant online message board for the tetchy set, connecting personal financiers and marketers with a sort of folks who probably ended up on Redcoin, a cryptocurrency for making the world a better place. These days, though, the group seems more about the slow grind of discovering new technologies than creating. The internet was one of the last bastions of amateurism, says founder Brian Hoffman. In recent years, however, startup culture has spawned a crop of professionally run websites and media companies, including Pando Daily, TechCrunch and Wired, whose CEOs all have a background in publishing. The LTV, $60,000, was the result of experimentation, but not entirely random. Web distribution had, at that time, made it possible for artists and musicians to focus their efforts on creating music, rather than trying to promote it, and figure out how to make it sell. The possibilities didn't necessarily equate with real money, though. Discs, CDs, a la CD Baby, or something similar could help artists recoup their costs, but getting something noticed on the web meant more than just having it spread via social networks. Flash forward to 2015. Using tools like the Teamsplug.fm software, artists can set up a server and pay for a URL and domain name that will be indexed by Google, Bing, and other search engines. The Tainted team serves up each Tainted release to over 200,000 different websites, and most of these sites make a small amount of money, around $1 or $2 per download. The team also offers a simple affiliate link that allows anyone to earn a commission when music is purchased using that link. When you visit the plug.fm website, you get a text box that you can fill out to tell Google and the other search engines that you want to view the music on that page. Plug.fm does not pay artists for the visits, but it's a useful way to inform search engines that there's music on a particular site. Rahul and his team also conducted a series of experiments to learn more about how our ability to make the first move is controlled by the cerebellum. These experiments showed that brain signals could activate the cerebellum through the spinal cord to a high degree of precision, and also in humans were able to learn the timing of the move, though the duration of our actions seemed to be determined more by the motor cortex. There is still much that scientists do not understand about the complexity of the brain's motor system. While the detailed mechanism underlying motor function in the brain has been teased out, it is still not fully understood how the brain's motor control emerges from simple classical effects like sensory feedback. Blair et al. 2011. In 2005, Joseph Cheney and his colleagues attempted to explore how sensory feedback and motor function arise from feedback loops that they turned into hemispheric competition. Cheney and his colleagues began by testing how well activity from the right and left temporal parietal areas could be correlated. Using positron emission tomography, PET, they measured the density of the PET signal in the posterior parietal cortex in 16 healthy young participants while they were playing a game of hot potato. The result was spectacular, says Cheney, explaining that participants with a strong right temporal parietal control achieved a much better score than those with a weak right temporal parietal control.
Future perfect, because 2 years ago, my wife and I sold our home and moved into a small, wood frame cabin with dirt floors on 6 acres outside Payson. Today, my wife teaches dance to children with special needs. It was during one of her classes meetings where she was asked to join the Payson Solar Extollers. She wrote about it for the Deseret News. With the offer from Christian Brothers, we decided to pay what it would take to complete the install, which turned out to be $3,000. And that's a bargain.